IUWM considers a number of guiding principles. Some of the main principles include consideration of the entire water cycle as one system. The water sources, water supply, wastewater, and stormwater should be contextualized within an integrated urban water framework, as this allows us to understand the relationship between the various components of the urban water system. Provision of water fit for purpose. When considering the demands for water, it's important to match water of a certain quality to its intended use. The application of this principle opens up the possibility of using alternative sources for different purposes. Consider portfolio of water sources. A portfolio of options such as surface water, groundwater, and stormwater, as well as wastewater, should be considered as potential sources. The goal in this case is to diversify water sources and therefore increase the reliability of water availability, security through diversity. Adaptive systems. When developing an IUWM strategy, it is important to recognize the uncertainty inherent in future change pressures. There's a need for flexible systems that have the ability to cope with uncertainties and hence have the capability to adapt to new, different, or changing requirements. Maximize the benefits from wastewater. By employing innovative treatment technologies, water, energy, and nutrients can be reclaimed from waste streams and reused locally. The urban water cycle is closely linked to the watershed. The city depends on and impacts the wider watershed. Therefore, there is a strong need for a close coordination of integrated water management at the catchment and the city scale. Measures and activities at the catchment scale are crucial for providing urban areas with access to sufficient water of adequate quality, as well as for flood protection. Similarly, the impact of cities on the watershed has to be considered, which could pertain to the efficient use of the water resources in cities and reducing water quality impacts of wastewater and stormwater discharges. Involving all of the players, critical to the success of IUWM is the early and continuous integration of all stakeholders in the planning, decision, and implementation process. The stakeholder participatory process is required for understanding the priorities of potential users. Collaborative institutional environment. The main barriers to achieving IUWM are institutional challenges. Regulatory changes are required to avoid a sector perspective and to promote a more integrated approach. This principle promotes the coordination and collaboration of institutions to deal with water supply, wastewater, stormwater, and solid waste management collectively, enabling them to coordinate their plans and actions in a way that recognizes and reconciles the important interrelations and interdependencies that exist between each of these subsystems. It's important that we keep these guiding principles in the back of our mind during the process of developing and implementing urban water systems.